Mark and chapter 10. We'll begin at verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, this is Jesus, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. At the beginning of this passage, we have Jesus going along this highway, going along this road, and following him are the disciples and others, a great number of people close by. And these disciples would have been people who had known a touch from Jesus. There had been amongst them people who had known him heal them. They'd known what it is to have the comfort of the Lord Jesus. They'd have known the forgiveness of sins. They would know what it is, what it was to have lives broken and restored, their lives completely turned around, lives that were once in a mess, once in chaos, turned around because they'd known a touch from Jesus. And now they were people who were walking with Jesus. And we sung earlier, are you walking daily by the Saviour's side? And these were people that were walking by the Saviour's side. They were walking beside Jesus. And they were knowing the comfort of Jesus. And they were knowing and enjoying the communion with Jesus. And they were knowing his love. And they were knowing that fellowship with him. And they were knowing him talking to them. And knowing that touch and him ministering to them. Doing things for them. Healing them. Changing their broken lives. And then we see that as Jesus is on this highway and he's with his disciples, off of this highway, off of this road, is a man who is blind and who is begging. He's away from Jesus. He's away from this highway. He's away from this road. And it's a narrow road. It's a narrow road on which Jesus is on and which his disciples are on, who are following him. And there is this blind man, and he's off of this highway, and he's away from Jesus. He's separate from Jesus, and there he is, as a beggar, in rags, and he's not enjoying the comfort of the Lord. He's not enjoying the communion with Jesus. He's not enjoying that fellowship with Jesus. He hasn't had a touch from Jesus. He hasn't had his life restored. He is just looking from afar. He hears that Jesus is coming this way, and he's at a distance. And so it's into this situation that Bartimaeus cries out. And he cries out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And as he cries out, he is recognizing his need. As he cries out to Jesus, he's recognizing that he has this great need. He acknowledges his blindness. He acknowledges that he is in a state of terrible torment. He's in a state where he's a beggar. And I wonder tonight, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I wonder, do you see your need tonight? Do you see that you're in great need of a touch from Jesus? You're in need for him to come and restore your life. You need for him to come and change your life, to restore all that was broken, for him to come and heal your soul, to come and forgive your sin and to make you clean. You see, this blind man saw his great need. And I wonder tonight, do you see your need? And will it cause you to cry out to Jesus and say, have mercy on me, son of David? You see, this man cried out for mercy. He said, have mercy on me. I'm in great need. I'm in a desperate position. Do you see your need tonight? Do you see your need of forgiveness of sins? Do you see your sin separating you from that highway where Jesus is? So close and yet so far. Here was this blind man, so close to Jesus that he could almost touch him, and yet so far from him that he wasn't enjoying his fellowship, wasn't enjoying his comfort, wasn't enjoying his love, wasn't enjoying him touching his life and changing him. And maybe tonight you're so close to the Savior, so close to him, and yet because you're not enjoying that sweet communion with him, not enjoying him guiding you and leading you and changing your life, yet you're so far from him. And that separation caused by sin. But the wonderful thing about this blind man called Bartimaeus, is that he knew where to cry to. He knew that his only hope was in Jesus. He didn't say, have mercy on me, anybody who's passing by, just somebody have mercy on me, somebody just come and help me. He didn't just cry to anybody, but he knew where to go to. He knew that his only hope and the only solution to his great problem was to go to Jesus. And as he heard that Jesus was passing by his way, he cries out, have mercy on me, son of David. And as we sang earlier, pass me not, O gentle Saviour, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I wonder if that will be your cry tonight. I wonder if that will be your prayer tonight to the Saviour. That there he's called on others. He's met others' needs. He's touched other people's lives. He's forgiven other people's sins. He's restored broken lives. And I wonder if you will cry out to him, oh, pass me not, O gentle Saviour, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. That was the cry of this man's heart. Oh, do not pass me by. He knew that his only answer was in trusting in the Lord Jesus. Now others were wanting him to be silent. There were others around who wanted him to be silent. They were saying, don't go to Jesus. And maybe there were people who would say to you, don't go to Jesus, don't trust in him. But he didn't care what other people thought. He cried out the more. He said, have mercy on me, son of David. Have a mercy on me, Jesus. I am in such a desperate situation. I see my need. I see the state that I'm in. I see the wretchedness of my soul. I see that I'm lost without you. I realize that my sin is the very reason why I'm separate from you. And he cried out the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He wasn't concerned about what others thought, but he persevered. He said, I've got to get through. I've got to receive a touch from Jesus. I need him to come and meet me and to change my life. I wonder tonight if that's how you're thinking, saying, oh, I need a touch from Jesus. Cry out to him for mercy, and he will respond, because what we see next is this. And all the love of Jesus that is shown here, all the mercy of Jesus, oh, the goodness of Jesus, the kindness, the compassion of Jesus, all his mercy displayed. Even though others were trying to stop him crying out, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good cheer, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. I wonder, as the Lord Jesus calls you tonight, if you hear his voice, if you hear him calling to your heart, if you hear him speaking to you, how will you respond? Will you respond as this blind man did? Will you respond by throwing off that garment, those rags, throwing off that life of sin, turning your back on that old life of sin, of going the way of the world? Will you cast it away and run to Jesus as this man did? Casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Oh, he wanted nothing to do with that old life anymore. Oh, he was tired of that life of the world. He was tired of begging. He was tired of the life that he'd found himself in. And now he was running to Jesus. I wonder tonight, will you run to Jesus? Will you turn from that old life and run to him? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Tonight, the Lord Jesus asks you, What would you have me to do? What would you have me to do for you? He has this offer of mercy to you. He has this offer of your sins to be forgiven. He offers you that you might be reconciled to God and made right with God. It said at the beginning of our reading this, that the Lord Jesus came to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He offered up his life. He gave it freely, and he died to take away your sin. There upon the cross, he bore the punishment that you deserved for your sin. There all the wrath of God the Father was poured out upon Jesus. And there he died for you, that your sin might be all washed away in the blood of Jesus, to be remembered no more. All the things that you've done, forgotten, no more remembered by God. And what is more, you made a new creation, a new person, being filled with the love of God, so that you're now able to live a life pleasing to God. That's what the Lord Jesus came to do. He came to die. He came to serve. He came to minister to you. He came to touch your life and change your life. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. That's why he died. That's why he rose again. And that's why he wants to meet with you tonight. And he asks you tonight, What will you have me to do? Will you have me forgive you your sins? Will you have me to change your life? Will you have me to make you right with God the Father? He offers that. And if you will only say, Oh, yes, Lord, that's what I want, then you will know what it is to be right with God. If you will only turn from the world, throw off those old rags that you're wearing, and turn to the Lord Jesus and trust in him, you will be right with him. And then Jesus says, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. It is in the response of your faith. If you will only trust in the Lord Jesus, you will be made whole. Sin gone, disappeared, removed forever, and right with God, and the life of Jesus filling you, and being made a new creation, completely changed, completely new, a completely new person. That's what Jesus does. That blind Bartimaeus was completely changed physically and spiritually. Tonight you can be changed physically and spiritually. You can know a touch from him. You can be physically healed. You can know that spiritual healing, where once you were a sinner, lost, now you can be restored and right with God and have peace with God. And finally he says this, and immediately he received his sight. You see, your eyes will be open to see the beauty of the Lord Jesus, Those on the way, those who were close to Jesus, those who were his disciples, saw the beauty of Jesus. They saw the preciousness of Jesus, the loveliness of Jesus. They saw how wonderful he was. So, as you put your trust in Jesus, as you see what he has done for you in dying upon the cross, then you'll see just the beauty of Jesus. And immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. We saw at the beginning, there were disciples following Jesus in that narrow way, in that way of where they were just looking at Jesus, following him, doing as he said, knowing his comfort, knowing his love, knowing that touch from him. And now this blind man, once a beggar, once off that road, once separate from Jesus, once having nothing to do with Jesus, knowing nothing of Jesus, now he was on that road, he was on that highway with Jesus, knowing his comfort, knowing his love, knowing his joy. And he followed Jesus in the way. I wonder tonight, will you follow Jesus in the way? There's a way, there's a narrow way, there's a broad way that leads to destruction. It's separate from Jesus. You won't know any peace or comfort there. But if you go onto that narrow way where Jesus is, oh, you'll know him protecting you. You'll know his love. You'll know his joy. You'll know him ministering to you. You'll know what it is to have fellowship with him. He will be taking you into that deep knowledge of himself. That's what he wants to do. He wants to completely transform your life. And it's found when you turn from that beggarly life and you turn to Jesus and you trust in him and you walk in that way and you follow after Jesus. The Lord Jesus, he gave his life a ransom for many. Will you cry out to him? Say, yes, I believe that Jesus died for me. Yes, I believe that he laid down his life for me. Yes, I'm a needy person tonight. I come and I cry out, have mercy on me, a sinner. And when you hear him calling to your heart, will you respond? Will you say, oh, I'm coming to Jesus. I'm coming to Jesus tonight. I need a touch from him. Oh, the Lord will receive you because he is so merciful. Just as he was merciful to blind Bartimaeus, he will be merciful to you. It's the assurance and promise of his word that all who come, in no wise will he turn any away. Amen.
Let's sing together 311 in Redemption Hymnal. 311, I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. And we can sing this tonight as if we're really meaning it for ourselves. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee, trusting only in the blood that flowed on Calvary. 311.